Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, go, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, as I always say, be part of the solution. Again, Christmas right around the corner. I don't know how many times I got to remind you guys. You got Christmas right around the corner. You want to get your honey something? Are you going to have enough time? Oh, really? You going to have enough time? Head over to MyPillow.com, I'm telling you. MyPillow.com, right? Use promo code Joe. You get 30 to 70% off. And it's a good, you still might get these things in time. Right? You got up until Sunday. Hope to God that some of these people are still delivering on Sunday. Otherwise, you're in real trouble, huh? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I'm not laughing at you because we've all been there. We've all made this mistake. I can't help it if you're a little on the dull side. I talk about this every single day. If you're behind, if you don't know what to get, you can't get out, you hate the malls like I did. Right? Just order it online. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70% on a whole bunch of stuff I am sure that she will love. Really, sure. And him, too. Yeah, don't forget us. I like the slippers. Slippers lasted me a long time. California-based green energy company. They received millions from Biden. Green energy. All right? They're failing. They're about done. They received millions of dollars in grants and other things from the federal government. A California-based residential solar company plunged on Monday as the company warned it may not survive. Shares of SunPower Corporation are falling over 35% Monday morning after a recent regulatory filing showed the company felt there was a substantial doubt about whether or not it could continue to operate. Now, the company breached a key term in a credit agreement that could prompt lenders to recall, you know, certain loans. Now, hopefully they won't do it. Right? Now, SunPower received millions of dollars from the Biden regime over the past few years. So they got these loans. So last summer, the Department of Energy gave it almost $7 million, or $7 million grant. Earlier this year, they received a $1.5 million contract from the National Aeronautics Space Administration, NASA. This week, SunPower shares are down sharply following that Securities and Exchange filing. It wasn't like they're having financial trouble. It's substantial doubt that's going to be able to continue operations. Now, remember, they got major boost during, what was that president's name? Oh, yeah, Oblemo. During Oblemo's years, they got millions of dollars. Right? Obama spent over $40 million in 1 year alone for green energy and or about green energy. Right? 36 of Obama's taxpaying-funded green energy projects, guess what? They went belly up. Right? Weren't they all shovel ready? Wasn't he going to be the savior? He was going to save us from our fossil fuels, from our selfishness, from our racism. How'd that work for you? These were all scams. Every single one of these companies was a scam. Right? You don't have this kind of trouble after getting all this money in a heartbeat. Think about this. Evergreen Solar, $25 million. SpectraWatt, $500,000. Solyndra, $535 million. There's a connection. Mark my words. There's a connection there somewhere. $535 million, right? Beacon Power, $43 million. Nevada Geothermal, $98 million. Sun Power, $1.2 million. First Solar, $1.5 billion. Bill, not mill, billion. I mean, I can keep going. Fisker Automotive, $500+ million. It doesn't say we're handing out money like candy. I don't know what these guys didn't do. Mountain Plaza only got two. Again, just amazing. And where are they today? What are they doing? What did they spend it on? Even though they went belly up, there's record somewhere. But hey, it was green energy. It was worth it, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars. Actually, it's not true. A couple of billion. Let me see. Yeah, I can see that. Just the ones that went belly up alone. Right? You're looking at about $4 billion, $5 billion. But those numbers are, they mean nothing. We're trillions of dollars into debt, so a couple of billion bucks here, a couple of billion bucks there doesn't mean much anything. It's just amazing. Oh, all right. And these ones, I asked Brad about this sort of break. I said, do you think you can win these cases? Yep, not a problem. Parents are suing Rockford School District over pronouns. They're being forced, the teachers are being forced to use the pronouns and basically lying to the parents. And these two parents have filed a lawsuit against Rockford Public School District for using the male pronouns for the child without their knowledge. The child was a female, born a female, and the parents still consider her a female. Right? In middle school, students started meeting with school counselors. The school counselor was in regular contact with the parents about the child's discussing things like mental health, and a recent autism diagnosis. This is such a commonality. Right? Mental health issues and autism. They seem to be triggering these transgender thoughts. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, I mean, seriously. If you're involved, you're engaged, you're paying attention, you'll be able to help make a difference. If you're spewing what everybody's telling you, yeah, not so much. That's why you have to engage. All right. Talking about some of the issues that are coming up in the school districts, they're not going to go away after the first year, especially here in California. But in Rockford, Michigan, two parents have filed a lawsuit against the district. Basically, they were hiding their daughter's, the school district was hiding their daughter's transition. She didn't know anything about it. But one of the things I left at when we were talking was the fact that the mental health The child started seeing a counselor about mental health, schoolwork, and a recent autism diagnosis. When you start reading these things, when you start looking at these cases, and you have to read through them, do you find out that those are the two most common things, which is the autism diagnosis along with mental health issues? Now, when you're already talking about dysphoria, and then these two issues come up, you don't tell them to start adding and cutting off parts and pieces. That's no way to make it happen. In May 2022, the student asked the counselor to tell teachers to use he, him pronouns and a masculine name when referring to the student. The 13-year-old entered eighth grade and wanted teachers to know what he wanted to be referred to as. Now, the parents found out about it, geez, quite a bit later, and had been referring to, that the school had been referring to their child with he, him pronouns. When a school employee sent over an official report, had inadvertently, you hear that, included a note from the teacher that used he, him. Now, they shouldn't have to be worried about that. Shouldn't be part of the things that they had to take care of, that they have to watch over. It just shouldn't be. The Meads withdrew their student from the school, switched to homeschooling. The lawsuit filed by the Alliance Defending Freedom on behalf of the parents say that by referring to Meads' child by masculine name and pronouns without notifying them, the school violated their First and 14th Amendment rights. The Meads are Christians. They say socially transitioning their daughter to a different sex other than the biological sex is against their religious beliefs. And the school had no right doing that. Parents thought the government have a right. I mean, we've been through this. We've talked about this a million times, us-ins, here on this show. And it is a big deal. You raise your child. You control your child. And the funniest thing about all of this, right? I mean, truly, is that if that child, the state wants to start taking over, making things happen, and then if that child does something wrong, you're responsible for it. All of a sudden, it's your fault. State tells you what, how, and how to say. And it just never seems to straighten itself out. Anyway. God, there's so many good stories. I want to make sure I get them all. The ACLU has filed lawsuits against Texas over the law that now allows the state and local law enforcement to arrest illegal migrants. So much for the state deciding what's right and what's wrong, huh? Now, the American Civil Liberties Union out of Texas have filed a joint lawsuit against the state of Texas over a new law that will allow the state and local law enforcement to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. So the law now takes they don't take it out of the feds' hands, but concurrent with the feds is a state law that falls in line. It makes it a state crime to enter Texas from a foreign nation illegally, thus making it enforceable by state and local law enforcement. Now, after a migrant is detained and arrested, they have to appear before a judge. So they're getting, unlike some things happening right now, they're getting due process. You know, isn't that cool? I mean, seriously. Now, unlike some of these other ones, and they will truly get to see a judge. It's never going to I'm telling you, man, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And it's not going to go anywhere soon. Not until we get replacements, you know, in Congress and other places. Dude, we got to do it. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This is killing you as much. This is killing, you know, here in California, you've had Democrat business owners step forward and say, this is just as bad on us. This is ridiculous. We didn't even know they were doing this. We figured that one out. They didn't know that the guys that they sent to Sacramento or whatever, right? They didn't know that they were doing this. Now, some of you are going, well, I find that hard to believe. I just think they're embarrassed by it. No, no, no. No, you're suggesting they're paying attention like you are, but that's not true. There's a lot of people that I think are well-learned, well-versed, well-educated these years that are not. Anyway, if they're ordered to leave the state, they'll be transported to a port of entry at the Mexican border. If they're not from Mexico and had passed through, we expect a dramatic drop well over 50%, maybe 75% at that border. Let them go over to Arizona. Oh, they can't go. You know why? Because the Arizona government has called up the National Guard. Yeah, the governor, who was all for this, who couldn't wait to get in her seat, has now gone, whoa, 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 we got to stop this. I didn't believe it was this bad. According to a report from Fox 4, the lawsuit was filed on behalf of El Paso County and two immigrant rights organizations. The federal lawsuit asked the court to declare the law unlawful in its entirety and not allow it to be enforced. What I'm saying, we're suing to block one of the most extreme anti-immigrant bills in the country. That's not it. Look, that law is almost verbatim what the federal law is. So what's the problem? Right? Been around for a long time. What's the problem? I mean, seriously. Senate Bill 4 violates the supremacy clause of the United States Constitution. It is the quintessential federal authority, and the lawsuit states, well, here's the deal. You're also supposed to be, the United States federal government is supposed to be doing, is supposed to be protecting the states. They're supposed to preserve the republic. They're supposed to make sure that the states are safe from invasion. What would you call what's happening now? When you have that many coming over a day, what would you call that now? Record-breaking months, 200,000 plus coming in, that they know of. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season, Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Talking about the ACLU. Very happy with illegals coming over the border and bringing these cities down, putting all kinds of heat on places like Texas and such. They don't seem to care at all about any of that. Right? And the contention is that the law, or this particular law, belongs to the state, the federal government. Except that the federal government isn't exercising the law. So what happens if you truly do have somebody, you know, invading your state or wanting to invade your state or having trouble with the Mexican cartel? I mean, the federal government just go, whatever. Yeah, we don't think we should have to enforce this one. We're going to leave it alone because we're responsible for it anyway. And just amazing, right? We expect a dramatic drop of over 50%, maybe even 75% of people coming across the border illegally. They'll stop coming in the state of Texas. They'll head over there to that Arizona state where they originally said, come on, bring them in. This is wrong. Make it happen. Right? Anyhow, this is what I said to you. Whether you believe you're going to win or not, we all want to win. You got to keep coming at it. You got to keep poking at it, coming at it, poking at it, coming at it, till you get what you're looking for. Really. And as far as the, you know, somebody sent me a note. When it comes to kids telling, like in California, once a child tells a counselor, they believe themselves to be transgender, you lock out the parents right then and there. The government, legislature has said, listen, we believe that kids have rights too. They have freedom of speech rights from an early age. To what end? No, really, to what end? Of locking the parents out? What if the kid's about ready to get in trouble? Maybe do something that truly could be life-threatening. Are they allowed to tell without losing their jobs? But they have to figure out on their own whether it's a credible threat or not. I mean, credible for the child, don't get me wrong. It just, it truly just doesn't stop. And people have to understand that here in states like California, it's not going to stop here. It'll end up in your state at some point in time. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michigan may be getting ready to change their state flag. Right? Because the old flag is racist. Unreal. It just doesn't stop, does it? The Minnesota's new state flag should feature an 8-point flag should feature an 8-point star against a dark blue background shaped like the state, with a solid light blue field at the right. Now, a special commission decided Tuesday as it picked a replacement for an older design that many Native Americans felt were very offensive. What's next? The Massachusetts state flag has the predominant Native American on the front of the flag. Wonder when that's going to have to go. The State Emblem Redesign Commission chose the final version. It was 11-1 vote after finalizing a new state seal that depicts a loon, the state bird, unless the legislature rejects it. The new flag and seal will automatically become official April 1st, 2024. That is Minnesota observes its statehood day. The star echoes Minnesota state motto, Star of the North. The commission chairman, Lewis Fitch, said that to him, the light blue represents the Mississippi River. The most important river in the United States, pointing to the North Star, but he acknowledged it could mean other things to other people. So what? Educate them. Enlighten them and educate them and explain to them what that... It doesn't... You don't get to decide what words mean and symbols mean all on your own. And that's what happened. I had an argument with a quote-unquote constitutional attorney. And she had a word that was spelled out with symbols on her Facebook page. Now, she had just pummeled me for supporting the blue line flag, the police flag. And I love this. Just love it. And I said, well, that's not what that flag represents. It represents this, and most people take it. Well, yeah, but some people see it as oppressive. I said, oh, so if you're rid of it, right? Oh, yeah, you can't have it. So what does she do? She puts up the black power hand. Now, in today's modern vernacular, that black power hand is black power, right? Black community. So they say. When I was growing up as a kid, that was the insignia or the hand of the Italian mafia. Really. So, it offends me. It offends, well, Sicilian mafia. It offends me because it's a sign of oppression. Funny. She cared. She cared about the blue line flag because there were certain people offended by it, but didn't give a darn about the other one. Didn't care about what the black fist represents to others. Just didn't care. That's why I say to you, they don't really want equality or equity or any of that. No. They want to control you. They want to tell you what something means and how you're going to bow down to it. Yeah, not going to happen. Not with me, anyway. You call it what you want. I'm too stubborn. I'm too stupid. I'm too something. Not going to happen. Right? There's so much more to the story, but it's such a line of, how do I put this, stuff that I'm not willing to go on with it. Let them fight it out and decide. Right? All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Newsom has decided to update the conservation laws. I mean, it's a good time to do it, don't you think? When we got so many other things going on, this is something we should take on right now. The Blasted counties that are slow to implement the law allowing conservatorships for those with mental illnesses and addictions, forcing some into seeking treatment. Now, do I want Newsom deciding when you're mentally ill or mentally ill enough to be committed? Anyway, Newsom updated California's conservatorship laws for the first time in over 50 years. Senate Bill 43 from the Democrat state Senator Susan Talamantes. She experienced a serious mental illness on severe substance use disorder and most at risk of harm to themselves. So anytime we feel that somebody is at risk of harm to themselves, the state can decide to put them into a conservatorship with someone. I wonder who'll get that job. The counties are on the front line of these battles to address the crisis of our time. And that's what's happened on the streets and sidewalks. Right? Newsom says that they've gone to do their job with a deeper sense of urgency. They have to recognize that people are dying on their watch. While counties can enact the law in a couple of weeks, local leaders have, they can postpone implementation until 2026. I mean, you can't, first of all, even if you want it done, you can't rush into this stuff. You need to know. You can't just willy-nilly diagnose these people and lock them up. Now, Senate Bill 43 expands the criteria of those who are gravely disabled, allowing for a broader group of people. See, they just keep opening this up more and more and more and more and more, right? And this is how they're going to control you even more. They'll give you your medication. They're going to give you your food. They're going to give you your clothing. Maybe even a part-time job. The new law includes a condition in which a person is a result of severe substance use disorder or co-occurring mental health disorder, and those who are unable to provide for themselves, right? You can take them in and commit them. I want to help them. I'm not so sure this is the way to do it. Show us to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
One of us is back. Joe Z, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROBJOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of it. You know, we're talking about the green energy crisis here. In California. That's what they're calling it, not Joe. And, you know, Newsom is kind of, I won't say he's thrown in the towel, but he's sure making it hard for the thing he put in place to move forward. Now, their dream about having renewable green energy, they love to say, because they were too aggressive, they didn't look for proof, and they didn't work with people. They didn't work with other companies. But the state's now worse off than it was before. Even the Democrats have realized, oh, God, we screwed up. Big dollar screw up. The energy regulators on Thursday voted to extend the lifespan of Diablo Canyon nuclear plant by 5 years, moving the shutdown date from 2025 to 2030. That date was agreed upon back in 2016 as California Democrats attempted to purge nuclear energy from the state's grid. The cleanest, safest energy there is. They're not interested. Not interested in looking at how safe it is, how to make it safer, whatever it is, they're not interested. It's another admission of the failure, right? You don't fix something, you don't make those kind of changes, sweeping changes, when what you have is working. At least most people don't. Diablo Canyon alone provides about 9% of the state's electricity, right? Leading even Governor Gavin Newsom to reverse his previous opposition. He said, this is nuclear energy that's getting reevaluated here. Newsom went from a campaigning to shut down the Aliso Canyon gas storage facility. Right, natural gas comprises of about 47% of the state's energy. I mean, they don't look at all this. All right, so we get rid of this. We tear it down. We slowly shut it down. What happens? No, really, what happens then? I mean, you look at all of this. What if we don't produce enough? And we haven't. And they came out during the summer, asked us not to charge our cars because the grid. Not that they couldn't put out the energy, but the grid couldn't handle it. These are the things that drive some of us crazy. Not that we hate green energy, not that we hate certain things. We hate what they put in our laps afterward, what it costs us. Right? And they have done so much damage on this. I don't know if they're ever going to be able to get anything through with that without major opposition. I've had close conservative friends say, look, green energy is not a bad thing to chase after. But you got to know how and why. Right? Anyhow. Bunch of new, speaking of the devil. Bunch of new laws kicking in 2024 in the state of California. You're going to hear some of these? And if you have brain cells at work, you're just going to keep shaking your head. That's going to be all you're going to be able to do. You're just going to go, I don't believe it. There's no way. Right? Minimum wage increase. Now, healthcare, they scream about how much healthcare is. How much it costs. Do they not understand how that gets that way? And again, none of this is to say that people don't deserve raises or whatever, but yeah, let's think it through. Right, minimum wage is going to increase for healthcare workers, to $23 an hour from $15. Workers must be employed in covered healthcare facilities in California, and the bill goes into effect June 1st. Paid sick leave, again, another one. People who've never run their businesses. State Senator Lena Gonzalez, SB 616, well, that would apply to employees who have been working in California for the same employer for 30 or more days. Think about that. Hello. 30. Most people don't last 90 days at first in the job. So they're gonna start accumulating work days that you have to pay them for if they quit after 30 days. Right? Just amazing. The bill would require an employer to have no less than 40 hours of 5 days of accrued sick leave or paid time off by the 200th calendar day of employment. How about this one? Reproductive leave. State Senator Susan Rubio. It would require employees to offer reproductive leave. The California Fair Employment and Housing Act makes it unlawful to refuse to grant a request by an employee to take up to 5 days upon the death of a family member or anything along those lines. The bill would allow reproductive leave within 3 months of the event and will use other leave balances otherwise available to the employee. Right? An employer may deny leave for more than one reproductive loss event within 12 months. Don't even know what that means. Working from home. Yeah, I mean, such a bad thing to do, right? Some people prefer to do that, and they can pull it off. That was introduced by State Senator Ashby. It requires an employer to provide a 30-day advance written notice before requiring remote employees to return to an in-person setting. The notice would also explain the employee's rights to remain remote as an accommodation. Wow. Yeah, because here in California, you know, when you have a quote-unquote disability, you have to be accommodated. Wow. I don't even know where to go with that. Another one by Senator Bradford would make it unlawful for an employer to discriminate against a person in hiring, termination, or any other term or condition of employment. You know, they want to take over every aspect of your life. Right? No, really, think about it. They want to tell you how to run your business, who should be on your boards here in California anyway. Whether you can fire somebody for being under the influence or not. You know, most of these people have never had a job, apartment, building, anything where they've made money. You've got security deposits introduced by Matt Haney. It would cap security deposits at 1 month rent, even if the unit is furnished or not. So you could only get 1 month, your 1 month up front, the security deposit. That's it. Shouldn't you be able to decide how much money you want to take for your apartment for a deposit? Why do they get to decide? And frankly, that's everybody. Right? That would apply to everybody. It's not like you're discriminating against anyone. State Senator Susan Eggman, she put a credit history bill. Prohibits the use of a person's credit history as part of the application process for rental housing accommodations. So in other words, I can't know if you have 17 evictions on your credit report. Apparently that plays a process in me giving you another place to live. Wow. Right? I mean, seriously. What else we have? Bicycle signals, a new section, will require bicyclists to obey bicycle signals wherever an official traffic control signal is exhibited. But they don't have to now. Right? I don't know. The 24 of some of the dumbest bills. Right? And then here's the one that Brad Dickens will take on. LGBTQ youth support. Under SB 407, the California Department of Social Services will be directed to ensure that LGBTQ youth are placed with supportive and gender-affirming foster parents. Law requires a family to demonstrate the ability and willingness to meet the child's needs, regardless of sexual orientation. That one will get fought all the way up to the Supreme Court. Right? New public safety laws. Concealed carry revision, SB 2, prevents concealed carry of a firearm in some public spaces, including sidewalks and school zones. Sidewalks. So in other words, if it's lawful for you to carry a gun, right, concealed, you're walking down the street in the city with your girlfriend or your wife, and you can't carry a gun for protection. Because you're walking on the sidewalk. What if you walk on the street? Right? Wow. I don't know. Child sex trafficking, SB 14, classified child sex trafficking as a serious felony, includes harsher penalties. They weren't going to deal with this at all. Oh, and let's not forget the Ebony Alerts. Come on. Stay with me here. Right? Ebony Alerts, SB 635, creates a new emergency alert called an Ebony Alert, used to locate missing black folks. Yep. I just love it. I think it's hilarious. Oh, yeah. Let's not forget the gender-neutral toy section. Starting in 2024, any retail store outlet that has over 500 employees, yeah, they have to have a gender-neutral toy section. Do you see where this is going? And then, with everything else going on, there was a debate around what the state mushroom would be. Does anybody else have a state mushroom? I'm surprised it's not the psychedelic mushroom here in California, but whatever. So, I'm your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Stay safe. I want you back here with me tomorrow.